Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 20th, 2014. Today is Thursday in the second week of Lent. I was in the third grade. We had a science project, and the project was that we were going to grow tomato plants. And I remember getting my little cardboard cup with my little bit of potting soil and being given a tomato seed. Planting it carefully in the dirt, watering it just enough, and then waiting. And waiting. And waiting. And then waiting some more. Our whole class was going nuts waiting. We were asking the teacher, "Do you think they need more water? Do you think they're too hot? Do you think they're too cold? Do you think there's enough sunlight? Perhaps we should put it in the shade." Every day, all of our eager faces peering into the tops of our little cups, hoping to see a shoot. And then finally, one day, several of us could see them. These barely perceivable shoots of green struggling to make it to the surface. It was a miracle. How did it happen? We didn't know. Oh, sure, we were having a life science unit, and they were telling us about germination and all of that kind of stuff, but still, it was a miracle. After all these days of looking at nothing to see something, and then to watch the plant grow, and then to transfer the plant to a larger plant, and finally to see the fruit. It was a long and arduous process, and it strained our patience as third graders. And Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But then when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with sickle because the harvest has come." Every Sunday, we Episcopalians pray, "Thy kingdom come." We pray for the reign of God on the earth. We know that God has set that in motion. We know that there are moments when we can catch a glimpse of it, but it seems as elusive as my little tomato plant when I was in the third grade. We water it. We hope for it. We wait for it. We check for it. We can't quite see it yet. The kingdom of God, it's like a seed. We talked a little bit yesterday about the sower sowing the seed frivolously and frequently and with a great deal of generosity. And today we talk about the fact that we have to wait. And we live in a society that doesn't want to wait. And yet that's what we do as the people of God gathered each and every week. We give witness to the fact that we are indeed waiting. Waiting for the kingdom to come to fruition. Waiting for the kingdom to be made manifest in our world. Waiting for God to do what God has promised God would do. We wait. That's a little bit what Lent is all about, learning to wait, learning that we are on a journey, and we know that God is leading us, and yet we have to be patient. We pray thy kingdom come, and we hope against hope that one day it will. We don't know how this kingdom grows, but we know God has planted it, and we know that what God has planted, God will bring forth. And so we wait and hope and trust. Maybe a little bit like third graders, looking expectantly for the first sign of new life. Let us pray. O God, your unfailing providence sustains the world we live in and the life we live. Watch over those both night and day who work while others sleep, and grant that we may never forget that our common life depends upon each other's toil. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.